She is my pricing director. Her name is Nadine, and she's right here jumping on the line with us.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. So my name is Nadine, by the way. I understand that you've been speaking here with Giselle, and she does an excellent job, you know, explaining the basics of our program. So she sent me over these notes that I'm actually grabbing right now. But I wanted to ask you, John, any questions that you have for me, like as far as what we do, you know, where we list the company, any questions that I could answer for you?
No, I'm just basically looking for when people Google paving and stuff that I would, you know, pop up on there somehow, I guess. And I'd like to get some Facebook ads and some, maybe some Google ads too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm just taking a look at these notes here. So let's see. What Giselle sent me here is that this business is actually new, right? A couple of months, I believe is what she stated. Congratulations. Yeah. Wow. My goodness. Very new. Okay. And then now I didn't see, you don't currently have a website set up yet for the business?
There's a website.
Okay. So you do have a website. Okay. Let's see.
It's www.pavoltx.com.
TX.com. I'm going to take a look at it. Have you created a Facebook page yet for the business? I'm just trying to do some research, right now to see what I find.
I don't think I have, no.
Okay. But you at least have like a personal Facebook, right?
No, I do not.
Okay. Let me see.
Yeah, I've been in business for like 30 years. And
I was going to say, did you have like a different type of business before, like a lighting business?
Yeah, with you guys before was East Texas Lightning Protection.
Yeah, I saw that come up when I did a search like by phone number. Oh, okay. Are you still running that business?
Well, my brother runs that business still, and we really don't need no ads for it. It's just doing fine. And
okay.
This one, I was just wanting to see, like, being a repeat customer and all that, what kind of deals I could get and all that stuff.
Okay. So that business no longer exists. It looks like you used to be with us for that business, right, a while back.
Well, it still exists, but I just don't... I don't need an SEO for it or whatever.
Okay. So let me take a look at some things here. Okay, now I know you said that the website was PAV as in Victor, O as in Oscar, TX.com, right?
Yeah, Paveall, PAVEALLTX.com.
Oh, Paveall. Okay. All right. Very nice website. Good job on that. Okay. And the phone number associated with this one is the 903-360-8267, right? For this business, for the PayPal.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. Okay, so let's see here. All right, so if you're looking for something that's going to include Facebook ads, Google ads, basically is what we call our Premier Platinum package with the Facebook ads included, okay? Let's see. I want to see what discounted rate I could get for you here. So with this package, it's going to give you both the Google local listing. So we'll get that created for you, the profile, get your PIN verified. It's going to include Google Ads. You know, with Google Ads, you could target by county, by mile radius. 100 miles is the furthest it'll cover. You could cover specific zip codes, okay, or by city. It'll include Facebook ads, so which means we're going to build you a business Facebook page, okay? The business Facebook page, we have to create it through a personal page. If you have a personal page, no one's going to see it. It's just how it's created, okay? So this way, you still have access to it. We'll run Facebook ads. With Facebook ads, we'll make sure that we can make them unique to target an audience by interest, income level, or even by location, okay? Now, your website, we'll make sure that that's attached wherever it's going to be anchored, wherever the business is listed. We also include the directory submission, okay, which means you get listed on additional directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, and those are just naming a few. And then we also include the voice-activated searches, which are Google Home, Amazon Alexa, as well as giving you exposure through mobile devices covering iPhones, Androids, and tablets, okay? So with that package, now, typically, just to be super transparent with you, the original cost on that package, the first month, is $1,098 a month, okay, the original rate. And then there's a $299 setup fee. And then every month after that, okay, then you would be paying $699 a month, right? What I'm doing for you, okay, is we're knocking down your cost to being just the $699 a month, or excuse me, the $599 a month. I apologize. $599 a month and a one-time setup fee of $99. So what it's going to do, it's going to make your initial investment to get started with this package, $698. Every month after that, you're paying $599 a month. And that includes everything. Google Ads, Facebook Ads, directory submission, Google Local Map, voice-activated searches, as well as a mobile platform.
All right. Well, yeah, it's a little expensive right now in a new company, but do you guys build the Facebook deal and all that?
Yeah, we do. We're doing everything. We would be taking care of all of it for you, all of it.
And
so,
what about the package below that? Because, in other words, I'm just starting out here, and
So if you want, let me see here, the areas that you're targeting, let's see. So here's one option we can do, right? I'm going to give you two other options. You could do the Premier Platinum package. That'll include the Google Ads, the Google Local Listing. We will still build you the business Facebook page, but we won't be running Facebook ads, right? But the business page will still create it for you. We'll still include the directory submission, the voice-activated searches, and the mobile platform. If you go with the Premier Platinum package that's going to have the Google Ads, excuse me, that runs you $499 a month with the $99 setup fee, okay? If you wanted to do a package that doesn't give you Google Ads, but instead it'll give you the Facebook ads, then you're looking at $299 a month with the $99 setup fee. So for that one, you would be looking at $398 to get started. And then $299 every month after that.
So that one would be it don't do Google Ads. But
it won't do Google Ads. Yeah, it won't do Google Ads, but it'll definitely do the Facebook ads. So you're covering from Greenville to Tyler, right? And in between, correct?
Yeah.
Let me take a look at something really quick, okay? So if I'm going from Greenville to Tyler and anything in between, that's about, I would say about 76, 77 miles, right?
Yep.
Okay. So the Facebook ads, just so you know, okay, the Facebook ads are only going to cover as far as 50 miles. The Google ads would be able to cover the 76, you know, 80-mile range, even up to 100 miles, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. The first package that you and I went over, is it the monthly cost or is it the initial investment that kind of holds you back? I know the business is very new. I want to see where I can help you.
Well, it's kind of both. I mean, you know.
Both.
Okay.
Okay.
And
so
when you run Google ads or you run Facebook ads, which runs more? In other words, is Facebook ads always running and Google ads?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, to be quite honest with you, with the Facebook ads, okay, so Google ads across all industries is a 4% conversion rate, okay? When you compare it to Facebook ads is about a 9% conversion rate. So it's almost doubled, right? What I would recommend for you, okay, is get started with the Platinum package, the one that's at the $299 a month with the $99 setup fee. That's the one with the Facebook ads, okay? Even though it's going to cover 50 miles, you know, within your zip code, it's a good way to start, right? Once you start generating more revenue and you want to also upgrade to the Google ads, you can do that at any time, okay? But at least you would have Facebook ads running.
I'd just be paying for the Google AdWords itself.
Well, yeah. So, like, let's say, for example, right? Let's say you started with the Platinum package, the $299 a month, okay? And let's say later on you want to now also include the Google ads, okay? So then, if that was the case, then what you would be paying is an additional $300, because $300 is going to be allocated straight to your Google ads.
I got you. So it's the cost of the ads.
Yes, correct. Correct.
I got you. All right. Well, I'd be more interested in, doing the first one. But no other discounts since I already had a company with you? And all
yeah,
that.
You know, here's what I can do for you. I mean, the lowest that I could actually get the first package for you monthly, I can actually get it for you monthly. Let me see here. Why don't I do this? I'm going to give you a credit for having your own website. Let me see what that helps with. Okay. I can get it as low as this for you, the first package. You would be looking at $500, okay, $49, that's out the door with Facebook ads, Google ads, all of that, okay? And there wouldn't be a setup fee for you. I would completely waive it. So today you would be paying $549, and then every month after that you pay $549 a month.
And then how often do you run Google ads?
Google ads, so when you look at Google ads, right, the average cost per click, remember, you're getting it at a flat rate, right? But the average cost per click is about $10, right? The average, okay, across all industries. So if we're allocating $300 to your Google ads, right, if we took it as an average, I mean, you're looking at about what, 30? Because when you divide the 10 by the 300, right? Or the 300 by 10, okay? But you got to remember, I mean, that's just on an average. The cost per click could end up being lower than that. But on an average, we say it's about $10, okay? The Google ads, when we're running those, we're ensuring that we're using the proper keywords and search terms that are going to get you the best return. We don't want to just throw you up there for something that's just going to get a bunch of clicks and no conversion on it, right? You also get the customized tracking and reporting system as well, okay? So you're able to track all of your results, right, with everything. So, and not just taking our word for it, you know that it's working.
And how long does it take to get something like this set up and running?
So once we get your account set up, we'll schedule your client interview for tomorrow. I like to schedule that as quickly as possible. And then from there, it's going to take 6 to 10 days for you to get the PIN code in the mail from Google. 5 to 7 days, your directory submission will take place. We'll also send you your login credentials. And then so you can start tracking your results. The Facebook ads and Google ads are up and running within 7 to 14 days. And then as far as the first page placement in the local map, okay, that can take between 30 to 45 days. That's our promise. I mean, we do like to under-promise and over-deliver. In the meantime, because we know it's important for you to start getting those calls, you know, as quickly as possible, is why we get you listed with the Google ads, Facebook ads, directory submission, and all that a lot sooner. So you can start generating those calls.
All right, on that PIN code that you said, I live in Fort Worth, and my business is going to be in Greenville, but I don't accept no mail or nothing there, so I would have to have the PIN code sent to Fort Worth with that.
So if you have it sent to Fort Worth, right, it's going to PIN verify the business, John, in Fort Worth. So when we're running the Google ads, right, in Fort Worth, it's going to get you found there, and it's going to target the Google ads 100 miles around Fort Worth. Do you have, so the address that you have in Greenville, you don't have like a physical address, right, is what you're saying?
Right.
Okay. What's this 1925 Division Street? What address is
that's going to be a physical address, but it's not there yet. It's just an open lot.
Oh, so you're not getting mail there. Got it. Okay. You don't have anyone that you know in Greenville that will, that would be okay with just receiving a PIN code for you?
No, not right offhand. I don't. So I guess that was that. Only do the Facebook, right?
I'm sorry?
I guess that would move me down to where I only do Facebook. Would have to get rid of the Google ad.
If I look at Fort Worth, hold on. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because Fort Worth, I mean, wow, yeah. And you don't have anybody near Greenville at all that you could get the PIN code sent to?
No.
Even close to there?
Nothing.
Darn.
So can you do everything else but the Google ads? I mean, does that work like that?
I mean, here's the thing, though. It's just that the problem that we're going to run into, right, is that because wherever we PIN verify you at, excuse me, sorry, wherever we PIN verify you at, that's where you're going to be on the local map, right? Even if we're running Google ads, the Google ads, the furthest they'll target is 100 miles. So those 100 miles, the furthest that it's going to cover is from the zip code from where you're PIN verified, and it's going to cover 100 miles around that. Same thing with the Facebook ads. It's going to cover from the from where you're PIN verified at and 50 miles around that with the Facebook ads. Do you see what I'm saying?
So even the Facebook ads won't run without the
address. Exactly. It's going to go by where you're PIN verified.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to call around and try to find out where I could get a mail in Greenville then.
Yeah, and it can't, and Google won't do a P.O. box. They won't do a P.O. box. They won't do a storage facility. It has to be an actual physical address. And because, I mean, you have that address, but you're just not getting mail there.
I got you. Well, I can call. I got a guy who works for me there in Greenville. Maybe I could use it.
Do you? I would, that's what I would suggest. If you have even... It's just so you can get the PIN code there, so this way you're PIN verified. That address, I'm going to tell you, it's not going to show anywhere on Google. The address is going to be hidden.
Yeah, well, I ain't worried about that. If he can get mail there, I'll have to call.
Okay. Do you want to give him a call? I would say confirm that first. Okay.
I'll there and figure that out. And do you got a direct number to get back to you?
Yes, I do. Let me do this. Are we on we're on your cell phone, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to text you my phone number. Give me one second here. And I'm still here tomorrow too. We're not taking the holiday until Monday. Just FYI.
And what do you got to do on, if I get that all straight, then the new Facebook ads, you'll have to build me a Facebook?
Yes, we'll need to build you a business Facebook page, so it's created through a personal page. Do you have a personal Facebook?
No, I don't.
At the least? Okay. So you'll just have to create a personal Facebook page. Just, you don't even have to put photos on it. Just log in and do a Facebook page, and then all we need is the URL, and then we'll create you the one for the business. It's just so that you still have access to it. It's the way that the business Facebook pages are created. You have to have at least a personal one.
Okay. So I could use my son's Facebook page?
Yeah, yeah. Even if, yeah, we can use your son's. That's not a problem. Absolutely.
All right. And then anybody that found me on Facebook would contact him?
No, or they would, no, because we would put your number. They would be contacting you because it'd be your phone number on there.
So if they call me, they go through their number, and if they Facebook me, it would go through him.
No, it would go through your phone number because the business Facebook page is whatever phone number we list on there. Even if it's created through his personal one. Whatever number you want listed.
All right, so his personal Facebook page won't be out there. It'll just be a business Facebook page out there.
Correct. Correct.
Because I get, my wife has a Facebook page. I
can
use
We can even use hers. Yeah, the phone number that they would be calling when they see it on Facebook, it's going to be the number that you want us to list on there.
And
we just need a personal Facebook page. I'm sorry?
And if they tried to message me on Facebook, it would go to
yes.
the business one. It would go to the personal one.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let me see if I can, figure that out and figure, what would her Facebook address be? In other words, just her name and her date of birth?
Yeah, on her Facebook, yeah, it's just, so like for example, right, like me, my Facebook page, it just has like my name, you know, it's got pictures of my family or whatever and my friends on there. So if I were to create a business, right, Facebook page, I would create it so this way I also have access to that business Facebook page and my personal one, but no one sees my personal one that's associated with my business, if that kind of makes sense. All business pages for Facebook are all created through someone's personal page. Even if you try to do it on your own, you have to have a personal Facebook to be able to do it.
But they're separate.
But they're separate, correct.
I got you. All right, let me find out that mail thing, and then I'll call you back.
Okay, sounds good. All right, then. All right. Talk to you shortly. Bye-bye.
Bye.